We'll call the meeting to order at 3:00. All members of the election commission are present. If we can have a motion to approve the agenda.
So moved.
Any changes?
I don't have an agenda.
Oh, they're right there, sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Motion carries. We have the minutes from last Tuesday's meeting, July 8th.
I'll move accept it.
We have a second.
Second.
Are there any changes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Motion to approve the minutes carries. Under unfinished business, we'll have an update on the third ward absentee ballots. I'll just give a quick update. We originally had 392 ballots sent that were due to the printing error and later replaced. We have since had 123 second ballots returned.
I think the number's up to 130 something.
Oh. I didn't have it updated.
As of yesterday, it was 123. I think it's up to 131 today.
Oh, you're right. Okay. I don't have that. We have 10 first ballots that have not been replaced, 10 received. So yesterday was 123, and we received
nine
today, so that's 132. Of the 392 have been, second ballots have been voted. Stephen, if you want to update us on the status of the federal lawsuit and the motions filed.
Yeah, the status on the lawsuit is that the lawsuit, since we met last week, we provided a response in the lawsuit, and that response is a public record. We have also received a motion from the state to intervene in the case, that is before the judge. That was received on Friday. We filed a response to that yesterday to indicate again to the court sort of what the scope of the issue is before the court. And initially, when the case was filed, it was about 392 ballots. It's no longer about 392 ballots because 131 replacement ballots have been sent 132. In. 132 replacement ballots have been sent in, and the number of first ballots that were received without a second ballot is down to 10, and that number, I think, was twice that or more when we filed our response last week. And so when we had our meeting last week, we had estimated that by the end of the week, the number would be less than 15. It was less than 15. I believe by Monday it was 12. It's now down to 10. And the rate at which the second ballots are coming in greatly exceed any of the first ballot onlys that are coming in. So I don't think we've received any first ballot onlys from much since the last meeting. And if we did receive some, they were immediately replaced by second ballots. So we're watching those numbers, and obviously statistically it could change, but certainly if the last 7 days are repeated over the next 2 weeks, the number of outstanding replacement ballots will be closer to zero, and the number of first ballot onlys will also be closer to zero. And that's sort of the goal of this project by the city clerk's office.
So today, there were no first ballots received.
No first ballots. Right. Yesterday, last later last week. It's been.
So we have 10.
You mean there's no first ballots received since?
Meaning people aren't continuing.
Since the second ballots are going on.
We have.
Today, right.
Today.
Basically, the first ballots that came in were overlapping the second ballots being mailed.
Okay.
We haven't gotten maybe a couple where someone didn't understand why they got a second one, and those were quickly replaced. Right.
The best we can understand, there maybe would be three that could be identified as first ballot sent in. We're pretty sure that they also had second ballots in hand, but as to why, you know, what they did or what was going on internally, we don't really know. But Jack has been in contact with people by mail and voicemail, and that has been successful, and they'll continue to adjust the strategy as we get closer. And so we'll plan to have an update next week, a meeting next week, to look at that again. And the goal here is to reduce the issue, hopefully, if a large number of the second ballots come in, the outstanding number, we're hoping that numbers don't, people don't bring them in at the last minute, because we believe we could, when somebody turns in a first ballot only, they could be contacted right away. And that's what's happening. Immediately, if one comes in, there's contact made.
So we have, of the 392, 269 remaining who have just simply not voted.
It's less than, it's less than that now.
That's
okay.
392 minus 132.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And only 10 of those have voted a first ballot. The others have just simply not voted yet.
Yeah. So we'll keep people posted, and again, as far as what the court is going to do, I'm not going to talk about the details of the lawsuit other than that the motion's outstanding, and the court could rule at any time up until the date of the primary or after, but everybody has asked for sort of an expedited ruling, and at this point, the posture of the case, the difference in the case really is between the plaintiff and the state at this point.
Any other comments about the absentee ballots?
No.
Okay. Our order of business is the appointment of election inspectors. And I believe Howard has provided you a list of our proposed appointments. If you have any questions, Howard is here, or I can probably answer them as well. We are having the 7 absent voter count boards. They're by ward, although the second and fifth ward, due to volume, is split into 2 counting boards. And then we also have receiving boards to check the results at City Hall at the end of the night.
I'm looking closely because it's very small type.
Mm-hmm. There's also...
Do you remind me again the split precinct again? That's the ones where...
The splits are where they have... It's either state rep or county commissioner. Unless we have add a precinct, we're not able to draw the line. It forces, like, the precinct has, like, County Commissioner 8 and 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the split is. With the last redistricting, we eliminated many of the split precincts, but there's still a handful. The only way, really, to fix that would be to create more precincts.
And what I did there is I tried to make sure that we had some people that are very good on the EPB because they have to issue the right ballot to the right voter at those locations. And I just wanted really people that are top-notch on that.
And then the second page is a list of Republican poll workers who, the state law says one Republican and one Democrat at each precinct and then balanced as evenly as possible. These are Republicans who have worked for us in the past. We have less Republicans than Dems overall, so they're on our, we're asking if they would reply that we would possibly assign them, but as of right now, they have not answered our request to work. But they're sort of, in the past, been on our list, and we...
These are the people that have not...
Right, they haven't responded, but because they're Republican, if they were to reply, we would take them, if you want to just approve that as a tentative backup list. It's not that we're waitlisting them, it's that they actually haven't agreed to work, but in order to try to balance our precincts, we would gladly take them if they were willing.
And they're sufficient, even if they don't respond.
What's that?
We are sufficient either.
Right, we just don't have as many. We have 123 Dems and 85 Republicans, and then a handful of minor parties.
So the motion would be to approve these 26 in the event that they're needed and are willing to?
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So moved.
Along with the appointed list.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I second.
Okay, any comments or questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The motion to appoint the poll workers for August 5th carries. I don't have any other upcoming business other than I believe next Friday is the public test, so that will be an official meeting, although we won't really have any business other than Jennifer will be here.
What time is that?
I believe it's at 10 a.m.
10 o'clock.
Yeah.
10 o'clock.
Next Friday.
Next Friday, mean what's the date?
Is that 25th?
July 25th.
Okay. Now, going back if, on the replacement ballots, what do we know about the number of replacement ballots that, of AV ballots total that usually comes in? Is there a number that traditionally we're looking to sort of have that number come down as close to zero, but statistically, isn't it true that AV ballots, there's a spread out, we're not going to get all 392 back, is that right?
Even in the presidential election, we might have a 96% return rate. You look at a May election, some of our permanent voters, permanent absentee may ask for a ballot, see what's on it, and not even interested in voting, and you might get a 70 or 80% return rate. But between the some of the council races and the mayor's race citywide, we would expect a relatively high rate of return.
So closer to 90%?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So,
but it's, you know, whether voters are undecided will indicate in the last presidential they came back very late because people were not committing to their, vote until right before the election. So I can't really predict when, with the mayor's race, when they might be returned, but I would expect a high rate of return leading up to Election Day.
So one concern is you can manage them week by week as they're coming in.
Right.
And but if a lot come in at the last day, it may be difficult to identify them. And get a replacement ballot if a first ballot came in on Election Day, for example.
Mm-hmm. If they are returned on Election Day in person, the drop boxes are closed on Election Day, so they would have to come to the front counter. And if someone actually was physically here with a first ballot, whatever happened to the second ballot, but we would simply replace it here at City Hall and issue them a second ballot.
So you're
in the event that happened.
So depending on what the numbers are, and we'll be able to see that more closely, it may be a number, say less than 50 or less than 60 at that point, because of the your office will have some strategy in place to deal with possible walk-ins on Election Day so that they can immediately be handled on that day.
I think you'll see in the next week and certainly the week after a large number of returns.
Okay. So we'll know even by next week we can give an update, and if they come in at the rate 130 in 7 days, in another 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
If 130 come in during that time period, well, then we're down to, then the pot is 130 rather than 260 that it is today.
Right.
Okay.
So you said there will be an update next Friday?
I'll update. Mm-hmm.
And we'll also meet next Tuesday.
We're meeting next Tuesday as well.
Or do you want to just...
Unless you see a need, we can just wait till Friday, if that's...
Okay.
Was there one scheduled?
There wasn't. We were just talking because of the ballots, if we wanted to meet regularly. But since we already have the public tests, if that's...
Why don't we just add that as...
Okay, we'll add that to the agenda. Mm-hmm.
And if anything unusual comes up in the numbers or ballots coming in, we'll deal with that. If we need to deal with it earlier, another meeting can be scheduled.
Did you have any other comments, John?
No.
Okay. Is there any member of the public who'd like to speak?
I'd like to speak. Mm-hmm. My name is Edward Vilmetti. I'm one of the organizers of the Ann Arbor Area Government Document Repository, which takes public records and publishes them online. One of the things that's clear from this incident with incorrectly printed ballot is the importance of getting accurate and true ballot images to the public in time, hopefully for them to review them before they're printed, but at the very least so that people who are going to the polls can have an accurate and true image of the ballot they will actually see, so that they can look at it at their leisure and be prepared to go to the polls. So this is a call for open data for the ballot process. Ideally, before any piece of paper was printed, there would be a public release of the image of the ballot, assuming that that's can be done within the law, and I don't anticipate that it wouldn't be able to, but I'm not an attorney. Ideally, that would give the public and especially interested parties an opportunity to double-check things before things were printed. But even if that's not possible, as soon as it's possible for images of ballots to be released, they should be published on an official city website so that I don't have to go scraping around looking for ballot images and see them. If not from the city, then perhaps at the county level would be appropriate.
May I respond?
Sure, of course.
Just so you know, the proofs were sent to the city as well as to the candidates, and those proofs were included Mr. Descola, and the county clerk's office made changes that we were never notified of. We never saw another proof after the one that included all of the candidates. Obviously, every candidate on the ballot would be the best check for their own, you know. So Mr. Descola received the same proof that I received, and his name was on it. In terms of the public having access to the ballot, and in fact, the military and overseas ballots that we email, we've been a federal law, the Military and Overseas Voters Act, we've been allowed to email ballots to speed up the process overseas. Those ballots included Mr. Descola's name because the qualified voter file actually had the candidate's name, just like the proof. So if you go out to michigan.gov/vote, you can download an exact image of what your ballot would look like. So that's always been publicly available, and that's where we actually print the move ballots. So those military voters received the correct ballot, which was based on the original proof. So any voter can see way ahead of election time. And we hand out samples at the counter, but they are electronically available. And if you're not aware of how that process worked, but he was absolutely on the proof that the candidates as well as the city received. The unfortunate events that took place is that changes were made and no one else was included in that process to reproof. So hopefully that won't happen again, and certainly if any changes are made, the county will include us in a second check.
Ms. Brody, you mentioned that the county made changes. They did not make changes. It was an inadvertent mistake by the printing company. The county sent the right ballot out. Nobody knew that the printing company would anticipate that company would make a mistake.
And I will say that on that point, there's been a tremendous amount of work by the city clerk's office on this, but the county clerk's office had been very willing to help and stand ready to have indicated a willingness to help in any way needed as we move closer to the election, as of these numbers are known. But the county, Larry Kestenbaum and his staff have been very willing to help out any way that city clerk needs help on that. So
what it said was the county, which they did, whether they paid a programmer or did it themselves, but they requested changes that resulted in an error to our candidates. I understand that's not what they requested, but they asked the programmer to make changes, and those changes affected our ballot.
Okay.
Are there any other comments from the public? Okay, seeing none, I will call the meeting adjourned at 3:23.
Okay, thanks.